make apple butter, maybe. And she has a wooden spoon to call out a ladle.
Let's see, flowers, if you're bringing in a bouquet of flowers, you'll put them in a...
vase? Now the I think they call that moss now. It's gone up a notch, you know. But it always was vase. You know, they change the pronunciation of words a lot now.
And let's see, how did you light your house before you had electricity?
Coal oil lamps.
And what do you use now?
Now?
Well, that's not a good question. What I want to do is ask you what those things are in your lamp up there.
They're light bulbs.
And you mentioned your... Well, let's say after you eat, your wife picks up the dishes and she takes them in the kitchen. What does she do with them?
Well, you might say she stacks the dishes.
And then when she wants to get them clean, she
washes and gets the dish pan.
And after she gets them soapy, then what does she do?
Well, she rinses them with clear water.
What does she wash them with? She puts them in the water, does she wipe them with something?
Dish rag.
And then after they've been washed and rinsed, she dries them on
a tea towel.
What did you say when you were a boy?
We just called it a... Well, I think we just called it just a towel. I don't remember particularly now.
What do you use to wash your face if you're particularly dirty in your eye? Soap off and then...
Well, I never use anything but my hands. A lot of them use a washcloth.
When I was a boy, that was a wash rag.
Well, yeah, that's right, wash rag.
Is that what you used as a boy?
Yeah.
And after a bath, if you're drying yourself, you'd use a...
towel, bath towel.
At your sink, what do you turn the water on? Or what does the water come through?
The tap.
And would this be the same out in the yard where you fasten your hose?
No. That would be a hydrant out in the yard.
And that's what I learned when I was a boy.
Yes.
And I didn't use faucet. Was it a water tap or water pump?
Well, water tap. Sometimes they call it a faucet in your kitchen or in your bathroom, see?
What did you use as a boy, do you remember?
It was always a faucet.
And we would have a great cold wave, everything would freeze up. You couldn't get any water in here in the morning. You looked under the house and you saw that the pipes had split. It said it's cold last night and the pipes
busted.
How'd you keep your pickles in your store?
Well, we didn't do anything particular to them when they come in. Back in those days, they come in kegs or barrels, see? Now, for instance, we'd get sweet pickles, and what you call a mixed pickle, in a whole about a 5 gallon keg. Get it about that tall, about so big around. Then we got a sour pickle in a big 50 gallon barrel. And all we do is just knock the head out of the barrels, and we kind of be careful so I didn't all line it up. We never did anything other than that is to preserve it. Of course, now these sour pickles, occasionally there would be a brine, a white scum, form on top. Well, we just skim that off, and that's all there was to it.
And driving your horses, what did you use? Did you hit them with something?
Yes. That would be called a